Hi, I'm Joyce Grant, and I'm one of the co-founders of TeachingKidsNews.com. Before I start, let me say that you might notice that the little padlock up beside the URL of Teaching Kids News, and all that means is that we have our SSL certification, which is a fancy way of saying that our site is more secure, and it's just sort of something to help us raise our Google rankings. It shouldn't affect you. If it does, just clear your history, your cache, and then go back into our site. But all of our articles are still free and totally secure. I want to talk about this Banksy article because that's the story behind the story this week. What a great article it is. And I love posting sort of slightly lighter articles like this every once in a while to break up sort of the more challenging stuff. In this case, it's about Banksy's artwork called but also now called Love is in the Bin. So if you don't know about the shredding story, read the article. I think you'll get a kick out of it and check out the video. Lots of ways you can take this article, and I love that. You can, you know, work with the kids to look at other Banksy paintings. And, you know, Banksy's a political painter, right? So there's all this stuff around graffiti and street art and the political meanings of some of the other Banksy works. And so that would be a really fun discussion. It would also be a really cool thing to get the kids to draw some Banksy-esque artwork. And then, of course, the story itself about the shredding and what does that mean, and the fact that the painting's probably worth even more now. So lots of ways to take this. So do us a favor, please spread the word about Teaching Kids News. For 9 years, it's been free, and we continue to offer this as a service just because we want kids to know about the news. So spread the word, follow us on Twitter, and leave a comment on our Facebook page. Till next week, thanks for listening.